101. I don't want to go to school. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Mark, 7 years old, had just had his breakfast, a bowl of his favorite cereal with milk. His mother was late for work and she was in a rush. She told Mark it was time to go to school, but first, she asked him to brush his teeth. Mark refused to do so. His mother started to feel irritated. She was running late and she didn't have time to argue with him. She asked him again, "Brush your teeth." Mark started to scream and cry. She didn't understand what was happening. Then he told her he didn't want to go to school and that's why he was refusing to brush his teeth. 102. Bad luck. Natasha is never lucky when she participates in contests. She never wins although she always feels like she will. One day, she told her brother how she was upset about it. He told her she should buy a lottery ticket and choose all of her lucky numbers. This way, maybe she would have better chances to win. Natasha thought it was a good idea. She went to the store and bought one. She picked 10 numbers. She decided to choose, in order, her birthday, her mom's birthday, her brother's birthday, her wedding date, the number of dogs she has and her lucky number. The final number was 1,228,171,037. Unfortunately, she didn't win. 103. Today is boring. It's Friday night and Michelle feels bored. He doesn't know what to do. He had a hard week at work and he feels tired. His friends are going out, but he doesn't feel like going with them. He wants to stay relaxing at home with his dogs. He is thinking about watching a DVD. He thinks it's a good idea, especially if he watches the movie with popcorn. He goes to the video club and decides to rent an old horror movie. He loves horror movies, but he normally never watches them by himself. That night, Michelle was very scared. Watching a DVD was maybe not a good idea. He should have gone out with his friends. 104. A busy life. It's Tom's wedding day today. He is about to marry the love of his life, Isabella. Tom met Isabella when they were both 18. It was love at first sight. Tom is in his room and the wedding ceremony starts in 10 minutes. He is thinking about all the good memories he has with Isabella and he doesn't realize the time. When his best man, his brother, comes in the room and sees him still in pajamas, he can't believe it. "Get dressed," he told him. Tom didn't realize he was not ready at all. He tries to get dressed and ready as soon as possible, but he arrives late to the ceremony. Who arrives late at his own wedding? He asks himself. 105. I'm so tired. Gina, 65 years old, can't afford to clean her house by herself anymore. Her back is hurting her too much. Cleaning the floor is too painful. Her children think she should have a cleaning lady. Gina isn't really enthusiastic about this idea, but she knows she doesn't have a choice. She decides to hire Lucy, a cleaning lady. Lucy does a great job and Gina is satisfied, but there's one thing she keeps on forgetting to do. She forgets every time to vacuum the carpet in the living room. Gina always has to tell her, "Please, vacuum the carpet." It's a little bit annoying, but Lucy is so lovely that Gina doesn't mind. 106. Christmas. It's Christmas today and Ellen is really happy. Her husband bought her a gift and she thinks she knows what it is. She has been wanting some shoes of her favorite designer, but these are very pricey. She wasn't able to afford it by herself, but she thinks it might be the gift her husband got her. When it's finally time to unwrap the gifts, she is excited. The box is the shape of a shoebox. She unwraps it very quickly. She can't believe her eyes. It's the new shoes she wanted. Ellen is very thankful. She gives her husband a big hug and she tells him how much she loves him. She can't wait to wear her new shoes. 107. New York. Michael has to go to New York City for his work. Actually, he has to go once a month. He loves the city and he loves to be paid to go there, but there's one thing that really bothers him. He doesn't like having to study in a hotel. He is wary of hotel germs. He doesn't like the idea that so many people have slept in that bed before him. Every time he goes, he tries to clean everything. He cleans the toilet, the shower and the desk. He can't wash the bed though and that repulses him. Instead, he brings with him a sleeping bag. This way, he doesn't have to sleep under the sheets. It's the best he can do. 108. He was washing his car. Johnson was washing his car, no harm in that. He saw his neighbor Katarina with wide eyes and a big smile putting up her garage door. She started to move something from inside. Johnson stopped his charmless chore and wondered what it might be. His neighbor took a motorcycle out of the garage. It was a Harley Davidson. Johnson asked, "Is it yours?" "Yes," Katarina replied. "It's her brand new motorcycle, a gift from her father." Johnson wished he had a motorcycle like that, but at least, he has his car. He asked Katarina if he could ride it. Katarina let him and that made him very happy. 109. It is so difficult. Daniela is out of work. She lost her job 2 weeks ago and since then has been unable to find a new job. She is not getting any salary and it's depressing her because she's broke. Every time she goes to the grocery store, she doesn't know what to buy. Everything seems so expensive, even the fruits and the vegetables. The other day, her neighbor, also unemployed, told her that she should make toast. Bread is cheap and so is jam. She can eat it for breakfast, lunch and dinner and this way, she would be saving a lot of money. Daniela decides to follow her neighbor's advice. She is now able to save money until she gets a new job. 110. They are still in love. Bruno and Fanny got married when they were both 27 years old and 25 years later, they are still together. 25 years later, they are still in love. 25 years later, Bruno is still romantic. He still buys flowers once in a while. He still takes her out for dinner. 25 years later, Fanny is still attracted to him. She still likes to look at his smile and at his eyes. She still can't believe how beautiful he looks. Even after all these years, they are the happiest couple there is. They have 2 children together and now, they are ready to retire from their jobs and to explore their love even more than ever.